swallowed 17 frogs to win a bet.
Maybe it was Pete Rose.
Could have been. It was, gambling was involved, so there you go.
That's my point. You want to bet.
May 19th, 1939, cadet Pat Rose.
And he's not in the Hall of Fame either.
Swallowed 17 frogs to win a bet.
Were they out of the Brazos River or the Navasota River?
Well, we don't have those kind of details. Those have been lost to history. Okay. So perhaps Elizabeth the intern.
Hey, that's when swallowing frogs meant something.
Oh, man. Back in the Southwest Conference days, swallowing frogs really meant a lot.
It meant something.
Maybe we'll get Elizabeth the intern to figure out the details on that. All right, when we come back, let's make some NBA predictions. Cease. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle. Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
Your favorite team, the Yankees, Astros, Rangers, and Texans, all play on the Zone FM 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150. This is KZNE, KMDHD3, and KMDHD4, K274CM. Coming Station Brian. Sports Flash.
I'm Jay Berman. We will start with the NBA. Western Conference Finals beginning tonight. Warriors hosting the Rockets in the series opener. Here's Steve Kerr.
Houston is extremely athletic. Long arms. Force a lot of mistakes. They get out and run. They shoot a lot of threes. So it's a big challenge. They're obviously coming in on a high.
All right. Golden State went 4-0 against Houston in the regular season, winning by an average of more than 15 points per game. The East Finals will start tomorrow night. Hawks and Cavs from Atlanta. Kyrie Irving says he'll play through his left knee tendonitis and his sprained right foot. Here's more from KI.
Last few days of treatment, rest, combination of a lot of things. It's just feel pretty good going into Wednesday's game.
All right, NBA draft lottery is tonight as well. Minnesota has the best chance of winning. The number one pick, the Knicks, have the second best chance. All right, let's get to some baseball now. Hottest team in the sport, your suddenly surging Philadelphia Phillies.
Swung on and missed. He struck him out. And the Phillies have won six consecutive games.
Phils are within 5.5 games of the division-leading Mets. Simple formula, according to Ryan Sandberg.
Grinding it out and now find ourselves in a winning streak by doing things better, by the work put in and by really everybody just doing their part.
All right, elsewhere, the Mariners have agreed to acquire catcher Wellington Castillo from the Cubs. Spring league meetings beginning today in the NFL. It's already been a monumental day, if you will. Robert Kraft met the media and said the Pats will accept the fine levied by the NFL and the loss of the draft picks. I'm Jay Berman.
Great guests and expert analysis. We've got the NBA playoffs covered on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Patrick Ziner with your community calendar on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Brought to you by R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, shielding and protecting homes against pests for over 30 years. For more information, visit rpleepestcontrol.com. TxDOT will hold a public meeting to receive comments on a revision to the Rural Transportation Improvement Program. Meeting is Thursday afternoon from 3 to 5 at their Bryan District office. Nominations are now being accepted for the 11th annual Aggie 100. Qualified Aggie-owned or Aggie-led firms are encouraged to nominate their firms online at aggie100.com/nominate, now through Friday. Registration for the Arts Council's summer camps is now open. Fine Art Camp, Comic Book Camp, Art Lab for Girls, and the new Fiber Fun Camp will run Monday through Friday from June through August at the Arts Center. Visit acbv.org for more information. Today, a 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy in 86. Tonight, mostly cloudy in 72. You can now hear your favorite shows. Tex-Ags Radio, The Louie Belina Show, Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, and Chip Howard Sports Talk on your FM dial. Listen in on the Zone 102.7 FM.
When you get a Ram truck, it's also a good time to shop for a bigger boat, because that's what having a new Ram 3500 leads to. With the Ram 3500's best-in-class 30,000 pounds towing, you can tow a much larger fishing boat than you ever thought possible. Bigger toys, bigger adventures. That's Ram 3500. So when the wife says, "You bought a new Ram truck and a bigger boat too?" tell her, "The truck made you do it." It's that kind of uncompromising leadership that has more people driving Ram trucks than ever before. Join us now during the Ram Drive and Discover event. Right now, commercial customers can purchase and get $4,000 total cash allowance on the 2015 Ram 3500 Crew Cab. Visit RamTrucks.com to find a Ram dealer near you and to check out other great deals on the full line of rugged Ram trucks. 350 3500 pickups. Available Cummins diesel when properly equipped. Based on escalating total retail sales of calendar years 2009 through 2015. Allowance varies by upfit. See dealer for eligibility and details. Take retail delivery by 6/1/15. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Normandy Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Normandy Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Send your text messages to 229-1939. 229-1939. Then listen in weekdays at 11 to the Louie Belita Show. Powered by teamofnavasota.com on Sports Radio 1150 and Zone 102.7 FM.
And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Welcome back. Aubrey Bloom, Robert Cessna, brought to you by MSC Opus. Check out all the events coming to the season that dreams are made of at mscopus.org. Lots of great stuff there. Go check that out. Again, mscopus.org. You can call us 693-1150. You can text us 229-1939. And again, we're also joined by Elizabeth the Intern, the intern. Not related to Michael the Intern, despite having the same last name of the Intern. Sees. You're tapping away over there. You even know what's going on.
Yes, I do.
You sometimes he starts typing, and I can just say anything and then go to you for confirmation.
You're talking about you're comparing Elizabeth to...
Elizabeth...
You shouldn't have done that. At least you didn't call her Pete Rose.
Well, she's now Elizabeth the Intern because that way I don't risk messing up her last name. So I'm still batting 1,000 on saying Kamenetsky correctly, and I can... I'm going to call her Kaminsky at one point because that was the player for Wisconsin, and I'm going to get that mixed up eventually. All right, let's talk a little NBA. We talked draft lottery going on tonight. We'll see who wins it. I assume the Knicks because that's how the NBA works, even though the Timberwolves have the best chance. I saw this earlier, too, and this was – I'm grinding my gears a little bit. This isn't exactly a hot take. It's not quite hot take level, but it's a little bit of an annoying thing. And we've talked about the analytics, the guys that are next-level stats and all this stuff, and, you know, the Daryl Morey, the Rockets GM, has been praised of being on the forefront of the analytics thing, and so have the Warriors. I wish someone could write an article about what embracing the analytics side of professional basketball meant, other than what every single person, and text me if y'all have heard different, 229-1939. What everybody says is you can tell that teams have bought in because they take a lot of three-pointers and shots near the rim. And my point today, the reason this was annoying me, Cease, is because the Pelicans' job is open, and there's some talk about who's going to take it and who's interested. And I was joking on Twitter earlier. I said if the Warriors and Rockets are being praised for shooting a lot of threes and shots near the rim, I could teach people to do that. I mean, the thing is, if you're just taking shots worth more than other shots, that's not second level. You don't need to have an econometrics degree to figure out that shooting 40% from three is better than shooting 55% from two over the course of 100 possessions. I mean, it's not that hard to figure out, Cease. It was annoying me. So that's what's.
I don't want to annoy you.
That's just my thing today. I know that there is some second level, the V Sport, all this, the stuff they have out there where they can track the movements, and there's all kinds of second level things, but I wish someone would write stories about the real second level things.
The real second level
things. And not hey, shoot more threes because they're worth more. I mean, that's not, you know, you don't have to have a huge degree to figure that out.
In fact,
I suggested during the season, and, you know, I was kind of half kidding, that A&M should abandon two-point shots altogether in basketball this year.
There's been teams that spin that way.
They were so bad at it. And I was pointing this out on Twitter earlier. I was, again, you don't have to have an advanced degree to figure this out. My degree from Texas A&M is in history, and I can show you on a piece of paper why A&M shooting 44% beyond the arc is better than them shooting 49% inside the arc. It doesn't take a whole lot to figure that out. But apparently, you're a genius if you can figure that stuff out, see? So maybe...
I think we're a genius without figuring that out.
Well, and it's like it got back to... The Warriors and the Rockets and this, you know, oh, they're so good. But you know why they're so good? They have two of the best players in the league on either team. Stephen Curry for Golden State.
One and two in the MVP.
Harden. Yeah, the one and two in the MVP voting. That's why they're so good.
And why did the Rockets, I did watch two games, and why did they stink the two games I watched them? Because suddenly Harden wasn't even involved. I'm there sometimes he's even on the court.
Yeah.
And then I'm saying, like, how could that be? And then, lo and behold, he only scores 30-some when they win Game 7.
You know what's a good way to win in the NBA? To have really good players seems to be a...
Man, that's a great deal in all sports. Let me write that down.
I don't think the Cavaliers all of a sudden came up with some second-level offensive systems this year. They did, however, acquire LeBron James, which seems to have helped them out this offseason.
Yeah, I think having James helps. And they found out not having James hurts.
Yeah. You know, they had to try it for a while.
Yeah.
The Heat really discovered how to win.
Now that coach...
But now he forgot how to win.
Now that coach is a horrible coach.
Yeah. They got to fire him. Heat got to fire whatever his name is.
And they're going to let the Marlins' new manager do the Miami Heat as well.
Well, and this all guy came up... I was interested on this earlier because of the rumored interest or not of John Calipari in the Pelicans job. Now, he's already come out and said he's not interested, but that doesn't mean anything.
He's John Calipari. Come on.
He denied interest in this job within seconds of this report coming out that he's interested in the job, which is about right. I mean, we expect that. He's done this before. He famously said, I shouldn't say famously, but if you follow college basketball closely, famously, that he wasn't interested in the Kentucky job. He was at Memphis, but of course he was. Good fit if he goes to the Pelicans? You buying it? Is he going to leave? The thing is, I said the Pelicans can't afford him. There's no way. He's making $8 million at Kentucky. There's no way they're paying him.
He's leaving Kentucky unless there's something underneath his sheets that we don't know about. There's got to be something that would chase him. He's got it made at Kentucky. Come on.
I could see the draw of...
Now, he's got a big ego bigger than this room.
There's that. There's the people, college sports fans are way more up in your business than NBA fans or professional fans, I think. They might read more about it, professional fans, but, you know, college fans, for whatever reason, and I know the reason, they give money to the school. They consider themselves part of the program. They are way more, as someone said, a glass bubble, you know, in the fish tank at Kentucky, certainly at Kentucky, than he would be if he was the NBA coach in New Orleans. I mean, they've got, you know, all kinds of stuff going on in New Orleans all the time. He wouldn't be the biggest name in town.
Not even close.
And I think there's a certain draw there. To me, though, you know, we've always said you owe it to yourself. It's so fleeting. I mean, you can be the greatest coach in the country 1 year, and 10 years later, no one knows who you are. You got to get the money while you can get it. And like I said, he's getting, I think, literally close to $8 million a year at Kentucky. There's no way the Pelicans can pay that much, right?
No, and why would he leave Kentucky? He can't leave Kentucky.
Yeah, I think you can wait for a better job than New Orleans. Anyway, that's going on today. Let's do a little conference finals predictions. Those both start tonight with the Rockets Warriors. Cavs Hawks is tomorrow. You got a favorite in the Rockets Warriors?
I'm not a big NBA fan.
You gotta call. You gotta make a call one way or the other.
Well, I like Curry, but you gotta root for the local guys. You gotta root for the Rockets, but it's one of those series. I think I'm gonna and I watch some of the games. I'm not a big NBA fan, but I think I like watching some of it because I like Curry. I like the fact that they do shoot a lot of threes, get up and down the court, and then like I said, you have the Rockets. So I think the West is fun TV to watch.
Yeah, to me it says a little bit about the West and not just the.
And it's not the Spurs or it's not the Thunder.
Well, and that's what I was gonna say. There's been this sort of
Lakers.
dominance of the Western Conference that everyone points to every year. And in some ways, that was because of the West was so top-heavy. You had, for all those years, the Spurs, the Lakers, the Mavericks, and all these teams that went to all the conference finals and won the NBA and all this kind of stuff. But in a lot of ways, the Western Conference is even more dominant now because of the depth of it. I mean, you go...
The fact that you have those teams
Well,
playing.
And that's what I'm saying. You go, and yes, the Cavs and the Hawks, the Warriors and Rockets were the 1-2 seeds in the West this year. But the Rockets only by one game were out of the sixth seed. I mean, that could have... But there was a one-game difference between them being... I think, in fact, if San Antonio would have beat... If
Memphis,
San Antonio would have beaten Memphis
seed.
On the final night, then they would have been the two. The Rockets would have been
Correct.
The six and all this kind of stuff. So, yeah, the Warriors and Rockets both had good seasons. But speaks a little bit to the depth of the West that not only did they have big regular seasons, but even in the playoffs when the Spurs actually play their best players, they still were able to make it to the conference finals. And I think it's going to be a fun one. I think, like you said, they both up and down. They shoot a lot of threes. I actually like the Rockets to win this series. I know the Warriors are favored, and certainly who doesn't love watching Stephen Curry at this point? I mean, he's done some incredible stuff lately, but what are they calling him now? Chef Curry? Is that his new nickname for cooking defenses or whatever? But
Whoa.
Yeah.
I haven't heard
Chef
that
Curry,
about
that's
in
what
the
they're calling him. But
I'm rooting for Atlanta in these still.
I'm getting the Rockets. Yeah, and I was going to say in the East, I don't, you know, I'm so anti- the go or the deep end, hot take, you know, mentality. I like to discuss the nuance in sports a lot of times. But I am a full-out LeBron James hater, and I have no real reason why. I can't explain it, and I know he's probably a great guy. I have no ill will towards him, never met the guy. Frankly, I haven't even read that many personal stories about him. But I'm a hater. I want the Hawks to win.
Well, I just always hate it when someone has more money, and so the Cavs just goes and gets them, and they're going to win. And it's like Atlanta – everybody's saying, oh, Atlanta's not going to get there. You know, they had the best regular season. I can't even name it. I don't even know who their coach is. I can't name other players. I just like to see Atlanta win because they haven't done it before. It's like 20, 30, 40 years or whatever. So let them win.
Well, I was watching a little bit of the Hawks.
I can't name one player on the team.
Well, I was trying
to. Do they have an Aggie?
No. AC Law no longer plays there. But they had a lot of guys when you've watched. College basketball lately that you've certain you're like, oh, I remember him. Jeff Teague plays for the Hawks. Al Horford plays for the Hawks.
Yeah, okay.
And then the one I've been fascinated with, because I feel like he's not getting the credit he deserves, and maybe it's because he plays in Atlanta and he doesn't play in one of these. Granted, Atlanta could be a basketball hotbed. When you think of the big teams in the NBA, you don't think of the Hawks usually. But Kyle Korver has been on an unprecedented three-point shooting. He shot something like 47% from three in the regular season. I mean, this is insane. I mean, to shoot that well from beyond the arc in the NBA is unbelievable. And
any league.
Yeah, I mean, shooting, that's better than
junior high three
that's
points.
Better than DeAndre shoots at the free throw line. So
wow. I mean, he's not even
out
close.
There. Yeah,
double.
Way bigger. And I was trying to put this in perspective for some friends because I was fascinated with the stat a couple weeks ago. And I was like, even when Daniel House went on his like crazy streak in SEC play, when you know there was like the five games that he was on fire from beyond the arc, he still finished SEC play below 40% from the arc. I mean, to shoot 47% is insane.
See, as soon as the Clippers lost, I thought it would be great if TNT would get Jordan in the booth with Charles Barkley and all of them. Wouldn't he be pretty good for one of those series?
Well, doesn't
DeAndre Jordan.
When you said Jordan, I was thinking you meant they go grab Michael Jordan and throw him in there.
Yeah, DeAndre. Put him in there. Wouldn't that be good?
He's a fun guy.
That's what I'm thinking. That'd be a lot of fun with Shaq and Charles.
He's a different
kind of
guy.
They need to get him.
Well, and he He's kind of a
Nicky Glover shooting free throws would be great. You know, it's just during
well,
him and Charles.
He's a little bit Martellus-y in his humor. You know, he's got some
subtle.
That.
You can see that.
He's got a little bit of subtle humor. It's not all just out there. But as someone mentioned, yes, if the Rockets win the series, that does mean I have to jump in my friend's pond. Were you here for that, the pond bet, or was that...
But maybe you can swallow some frogs. try to get
I might.
Rose, whatever that guy's name
was.
Yeah.
Pat, I might have to see, what Pat Rose's strategy was.
Yeah.
I bet a friend of mine, because I'm the other only... my list of people I actually am a hater on is pretty short. It's like LeBron James, Tom Brady, and Dwight Howard, and that's probably it. But I bet a friend of mine that if the Rockets made an NBA Finals with Dwight Howard on the team, that I had to jump in my friend's pond outside
of
town.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, if they don't, then he has to. But for now, I'm picking the pond. I would like to see the Rockets in the Finals. It'd be fun. It'd give you a reason to watch around here.
Maybe you could sell tickets and do it for a charity.
The pond jump for charity? I don't know if people would be – I don't know how much money that would raise, frankly.
I was going to say, well, it depends. If you go commando, probably nothing.
Whoa! Let's calm it down. This is a family show, Cease. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back...
when we come back. Okay, well, go ahead. Get it out. Come on, boy. Here we go. What's the matter?
Fox Sports brought us up today. Uh-oh. It's the A&M versus Texas talk.
It's up again.
So I thought we might hit on that. We might also talk a little bit about The Rock when we come back.
The Rock?
Do you know who The Rock is? Do you even, or do you know, I mean, I know Elizabeth the intern knows who The Rock is, but do you know who The Rock is?
Chris Rock?
No, not Chris Rock, The Rock.
No, I guess not.
All right, well, we're going to come back, and maybe we're going to talk
about
The Rock. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagles, Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
Whether at work or play, your trucks and equipment take a beating every day. Make them last with Rhino Lining Protective Coatings. If you're investing in a new truck or just looking to add life to your existing truck, trailer, RV, and equipment, Rhino Linings is a proven solution. The new Rhino Extreme Coating offers superior resistance against chemical, rust, and corrosion, as well as durable impact resistance to withstand those heavy loads. If you want an industrial strength truck bed liner, go extreme. Get yours today at Texas Custom Outfitters on Highway 6 in Navasota. Call for more info, 936-870-3009.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M University Construction Science Department to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Construction Science Department uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Okay, voice of my car, please program the location coordinates for my new job interview.
I cannot comply with that request.
Did you say no?
You don't want to drive that far to work. It makes you cranky.
I don't get cranky.
I recommend AggielandHelpWanted.com.
My car is giving me career advice?
It's free, and uploading your resume is faster and easier than ever. You will find hundreds of great local jobs within easy driving distance.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, technically, I do the steering.
Ha ha ha. Easy to use and easy to apply. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
You're listening to The Zone FM 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150.
When they beat upon a broken guitar in all the streets, the reek of tropical charms, the embassies lying hideous yards where tourists gnaw and decay. When they dance
Welcome back. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. Robert Bloom, Robert Sessler. By the way, someone texted her. I guess I missed the text somehow. I didn't see it. Someone texted earlier, would you rather have Richard Nixon declare a national champion or a playoff? So,
wow.
We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Good text.
That was good. He did declare a national champion. That's a good point. Good point. That's gone. That's old school. That email's old school.
Nixon a little bit before my time. You'll be surprised to learn. The Rock, apparently, a little after your time today. So, Sports Illustrated recently caught up with The Rock, and how do you even give a quick bio on The Rock? I don't know, but he was a wrestler. Well, he was a football
player. Rocky Marciano?
He was a football player at Miami, and then he became a professional wrestler, and then now he's an actor. Most recently,
in what?
Well, most recently in Furious 7, and then he's now the San Andreas. Is that the new Rock movie that he's going to be in? Anyway,
you know, way too much.
Sports Illustrated caught up with him to ask him, you know, what's he been doing? What's life like as an actor? And you know, his interesting journey from. I mean, he played for the famous U teams in the 90s, and was there when they won a national title. And then, like I said, went on to do all kinds. Now he's most famous. His real name is Dwayne Johnson, but more famous now as an actor and all the other stuff he's been in. But Sports Illustrated asked him, and I guess if you're the guy doing the interview, you're interviewing The Rock, and you've got a chance, I guess you've got to throw it in there, but he asked him about the Deflategate situation, and The Rock went into this bizarre story about how Ed Orgeron, who was his defensive line coach
at
Miami, who is now the co-DC at LSU, or defensive line coach, basically told him, you know, no excuses. You know, basically, he went on this weird, bizarre story about how if you don't get to the quarterback, that's your fault. If the quarterback makes a throw, that's your fault. Nothing else matters. And so it was kind of an interesting deal today to hear The Rock's thoughts on, you know, the big kerfluffle over deflated football. It's his response, basically, who cares? You know, if it doesn't affect you, then why are you reporting people to the NFL? But there
and
you
I
go. The Rock had some hot takes today. All right, I put this on the list to talk about maybe, because we have discussed this so many times on the show. But, you know, it gets in the national conversation every so often. And
it does.
The thing is, it's like a cycle where...
summer stories.
Right.
Off-season stories.
Well, and I joked yesterday on Twitter because someone had asked Joe Oliva, the AD at LSU, about playing on Thanksgiving night, and we all know that LSU doesn't want to play on Thanksgiving, and A&M does, and all this kind of stuff. I joke that we're not even to the A&M LSU Thanksgiving part of the off-season cycle yet. We're barely coming out of, you know, which freshmen are going to be All-Americans part of the cycle into the next part. But Fox Sports today, our old friend David Ubbin, who used to report on A&M when A&M was in the Big 12, did a story about A&M in Texas playing again. And this, of course, every time this happens, I'm convinced that they coordinate Fox and ESPN. And
sure
then when every time they need a page views hit, they run an A&M Texas story. But his point, his case, his column, his whole argument is that if the two schools aren't going to decide to play each other, then they should be forced to play each other. Someone should make them
forced.
Yeah.
Nixon?
Whether legislatively or someone should force them to play each other. Cease.
Okay, I come out. What rivalry is out there that is forced? That the coaches don't want or the ADs? None, right? Can you think of a forced rivalry?
There's one out there. I think there is one out there that's in the legislative. I want to say Oklahoma and Oklahoma State have to play, but obviously
that's
they do now because they're in the Big 12. But I think there is. I think there one. There might be another one out there that they have to play.
I'm just saying there's none. I can't think of one out there. The coaches don't want. The ADs don't want. You got everybody on board.
Well, and the no one in the you know, the legislature is going to risk it, you know, to say, hey, we got to make these teams play. It seems just like with all the problems that are out there, the real world problems, it seems like such a trivial thing to bring up. But every time this gets brought up, and this is why I did decide we could talk about it a little bit, is everyone gets into this rabbit hole of who needs this game more. Does A&M need it? Does Texas need it? Who does it benefit? All this kind of stuff. And I saw someone put it in a good way today. In fact, Chuck from Good Bull Hunting, he was on the show last year, SEC Media Days. But he put it a really good way. He managed to fit my whole thoughts on this thing into one tweet. And it's that it doesn't have to benefit anybody. You don't necessarily need a game. Just seeing the opportunity to see the look of angry defeat on your most hated rival's face should be enough to play some of these games. And I thought that was a good way to word it.
We got to go back. No one wants to lose.
Right. There's the business side of it all this kind of stuff. And I just think it was a good point, and a lot of people lose track of that sometimes. It goes back a little bit to the conversation earlier about conference titles and national titles and stuff and how big of a business college football has gotten, that you lose track sometimes of the best thing about it isn't that it makes a lot of money for the university. It's that you get to hang out with your friends on Saturday, have a few beers, play some washers, and go over to Kyle Field and watch them play somebody. When that somebody is Texas, this town feels different. It's kind of what my point is. And, for as long as they're not playing, that's something we're not going to have. And I think that's something that people lose track of a little bit in these conversations of who does it benefit and the recruits and does Texas need it because it's more TV because they play in the Big 12 and all this kind of stuff. We get lost in the details a lot.
Without a doubt, because you think about your own life, the interaction you have with different people in the course of 365 days, there are times that you would be talking about A&M playing Texas that now you don't talk about because it hasn't happened the last few years, just because it was such a staple of everyone's life. Well, it's not there anymore. Well, you don't talk about it. You don't talk about your ex-wife every day. You haven't given the rock yet, so you wait a while. But what I'm saying is, it's a staple of everyone's life. Then you take it away. Well, you're not going to talk about it, and it's hard. So I run into somebody, my buddies, media people down at Austin. Well, I'm not going to talk about, hey, how about that game last? I don't say, how about that LSU deal? Well, they don't really care that much. So you find common ground elsewhere. But without a doubt, A&M playing Texas was so much common ground because you talked about the baseball right away, about meeting in baseball. Now they're going to talk about basketball. But you're not going to talk about football because you can't.
Well, and we're to the point now where Aggie fans are having to trash talk Texas fans about Texas getting killed by one of now A&M's biggest rivals, Arkansas, which is counterintuitive, it seems like. Yeah. I mean,
you don't give Baylor credit for beating Texas.
And A&M fans can, there's a little bit of triangularity there because they did beat Arkansas, then Arkansas beat Texas last year. But bragging about something that Arkansas did against Texas is hollow
at best. Not even close.
Yeah, and so like I said, we didn't want to.
But that's why it's always going to be there. And like you said, every time you're going to bring it up. And then it's like, oh, wow, so-and-so said they talked to. Why is someone not going to say he wants to play strong? Because all your recruits are reading that. The recruits you're recruiting in seventh grade, they might. The series might be back by then. You don't want someone to come back. Oh, I remember in 2015, someone said he didn't want to play Texas.
Right, and this is kind of the whole thing. That's why I hesitate to bring it up because they're not going to play for a long time. We know that it's not happening, anytime soon. But it's still there. It kind of hangs over. And anytime it gets brought up, everyone flocks to it. It gets all your page views, all kinds of stuff. Someone texted, "How long does the rivalry live after the games aren't played?" Well, we're gonna find out.
What's bleeding into it? You did have the women's basketball teams playing the last 2 years. You had the baseball team, so you do have one of the quote big four sports. Nothing like football, but you can still talk about the hate of Texas and A&M, and we saw that for those of us that went down to the baseball regional last year. It's there. I mean, all you got to do is bring it back.
Well, and that's kind of the thing. There's been rivalries that happened in the past and then got split up. Texas-Arkansas is a pretty good example of a huge rivalry, and the fans aren't particularly fond of each other, but they don't play every year, certainly. A&M-LSU was one of these, where it got broken up and then they played back together. But that's a little bit different. Texas-Arkansas was a big rivalry because they were both good at the same time. In the Southwest Conference, they were both in the national title hunt there for a while, and there was some great games and stuff like that. This is really the first time that I can think of, and maybe you can think of one, Cease, where two schools with so much history and so close together have been pulled apart for different reasons. So it's a little bit of a unique situation.
Well, yeah, because when you you know, you can say all you want. TCU had its era going way back in the days, Rice. But, you know, for the most part, for 100, more than 100 years, this state has been Texas and A&M for different reasons. Sometimes it's not about winning championships. It's just the fact that there's a lot of Aggies out there and a lot of Longhorns. That's the two schools. And I equate it to, like I said, everyone knows, listen to the show. I read the Post-Gazette every day. Well, they're trying to get Pitt Penn State back because, you know, Pitt has been in Penn State's shadow, but a lot of people in the state of Pennsylvania either graduated from Pitt or graduated from Penn State. Those are the two teams. And when Penn State went to the Big Ten, that wasn't a game afterwards. There's a lot of people still want to see that rivalry continue because it's still there. You got a lot of people in a lot of those small towns, half are Penn State fans, half are Pitt fans. They want to play each other just like people here want to see A&M play Texas.
Yeah, and so to me, it's going to live on for a long time.
Oh, yeah,
it's not dying out.
And Penn State haven't played annually consistently since right after Penn State went to the Big Ten. How long ago was that? And there's still people out there waiting for Penn State to come back. And
yeah.
They talk about it all the time.
There you go. Similar deal up there. Yeah. But anyway, so I thought we'd hit on that a little bit. Let's get to the high school report.
Let's do that.
We'll come back. We'll get those guys in here, see what's going on. Their continuous rain delays streak probably still intact. I don't know
There's still games this weekend.
Yeah, so. I don't know what they've got going on. So we'll get them in here, see what's going on. So come back with us. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle, Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
From News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Chelsea Reber with a news update on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. The Bryan man charged with murdering one woman and is suspected of killing a second has returned to jail. 29-year-old Danny Diaz was released from a local hospital yesterday afternoon after 3 days of treatment for undisclosed reasons. Diaz was arrested for stabbing 26-year-old Ashley Garcia and is suspected of striking his girlfriend, 30-year-old Vanessa Gonzalez, with his car. In addition to being held on a murder charge, Diaz is also accused of violating probation from convictions associated with plea agreements he made in 2013 for marijuana possession and evading arrest with previous convictions. The Bryan School Board banned public comments last night from supporters of the former Bryan High band director.
Okay, next item is a citizen's comments, and all of the cards qualify for closed session.
Board President David Stasny told each of the 9 people who signed up to speak they would do so behind closed doors. When the board returned, no action was taken and they proceeded to the next agenda item. Former director Robert Towell, who was reassigned to teach music at Mitchell Elementary, was at the meeting but was not part of the executive session. In another personnel matter, the board hired a new principal at Johnson Elementary. Taking over for Carol Happ, who is retiring, is Johnson assistant principal Amy Newbold. Governor Abbott says Sunday's shootout in Waco will not stop him from signing open carry gun legislation that appears to be heading for his desk.
Well, the shootout occurred when we don't have open carry. So obviously the current laws didn't stop anything like that.
A Senate committee favorably passed the open carry gun bill on to the full Senate for a vote. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM.
Whether at work or play, your trucks and equipment take a beating every day. Make them last with Rhino Lining Protective Coatings. If you're investing in a new truck or just looking to add life to your existing truck, trailer, RV, and equipment, Rhino Linings is a proven solution. The new Rhino Extreme Coating offers superior resistance against chemical, rust, and corrosion, as well as durable impact resistance to withstand those heavy loads. If you want an industrial-strength truck bed liner, go extreme. Get yours today at Texas Custom Outfitters on Highway 6 in Navasota. Call for more info, 936-870-3009.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on the Zone, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Team Auto, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone HD.
My name is Ruth Rusi, and this is how I live United. I read to children as part of United Way's education program. It helps them create links between language and literacy and prepares them for a better academic future. I figure I have the time and they have the need. My name is Ruth Rusi. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
On Sports Talk, Chip and Krista discuss Tiger Woods' recent admission that he's not sleeping well.
That's probably a combination. He's probably, you know, thinking about his life, where he was, what, 5 years ago and where he is now.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah. Things haven't been on the up and up for Tiger.
No, not for a while, no.
No.
Not for a while.
Well, maybe he's having to come to Jesus and he'll get things straightened out.
In his case, come to Buddha.
Sports Talk, putting you to sleep weekdays from 4 to 6 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM.
Now, it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Aubrey Bloom joined by Larry Bowen. It's time for today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, the youth have been running, they've been fielding, they've been batting, and now today they are golfing.
Well, we're talking some golf today, Aubrey. Our guest today is going to be Trey Davis, the College Station High School golf coach, and Trey's got an upcoming tournament that he wants to tell us about. I know, especially since I put a late notice on Twitter about Trey being our guest, we probably got an extra 2,000 or 3,000 listeners. So out of that group, you would think certainly some of those might want to come play in a golf tournament. Trey, thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on, Larry. I appreciate it.
Before we talk about your tournament, I was instructed last night by our mutual friend and our coworker, Richard Kroom, to since he's on the way to Hoover, Alabama for the SEC baseball tournament, he said that we should give you a hard time about the last tournament you guys played. He said he carried you. Now, I have a hard time seeing that, but if Richard said so, I was going to just mention that. And it's probably the exact opposite, but I did want to ask you about that. Did Richard carry you at the last tournament?
I would say that's probably accurate. Richard did carry us.
Okay.
But we came in second too, which is kind of, you know, he played really well. He really did.
From what I hear, and I know you guys, I know the guys from our sports staff bring you in as a ringer for some of the tournaments that they get invited to play. And I understand that you and Primo are the bashers, and so somebody's got to take over when you get within 100 yards and make a putt or two. So maybe Richard helps with that. The reason we're having Trey on today is because they have a benefit tournament coming up, and you know we'll get a high school segment on. We're going to ask him about that and a few other things at College Station High School. But the Cougar Classic is coming up. It'll be June the 1st at Pebble Creek Country Club. Trey, tell our listeners a little bit about the tournament. It's the first time you guys have had this tournament. Tell us what it's for, what you're trying to raise money for, and what they can do to play in this tournament if they want to.
Well, it's a three-man scramble. We're trying to raise money for, basically to defer some of the cost to the Cougar Club that we've, you know, put on them over the last 3 years. I think they've given us probably over somewhere between $12,000 and $15,000 for various things. And so I'm not the type of guy that likes to go beg for money. So this is one way we can try to help defer the cost that we have, accrued over time. And basically it'll help us put some things together so these kids can do some video type stuff, some putting. We're trying to, you know, gain some money so we can get a putting area done out here on campus and basically have a practice area on campus eventually. That won't happen for, you know, a while, but that's what we'd like to do down the road.
You mentioned the format, Trey. Now, I'm curious about this, a three-man scramble. Now, I've heard of four-man scrambles probably as long as I've known about golf. I don't very often hear of three-man scrambles. Did you do that just to be different, or what's the deal there?
Well, I'm trying to pattern it back to what we did when I was at Consol, and we had the Tiger Club that Slaughter put on. I think Ross Rogers basically started that one, and it was a three-man scramble. And it got big enough to where if you have a three-man, you can put six guys on one hole together. two teams, and they basically, you know, compete against each other and watch each other as well, rather than send four guys out and another group of four guys out. So it kind of, you can add a little more to the course. You can put a few more people on the course that way, and hopefully it'll get that big. Right now, I think I have 18 teams in this tournament.
Right. You still have entries. People can still enter. Now, what's your deadline, Trey? The tournament's going to be held June 1st, so it's coming up pretty quickly. What's the deadline?
We would like to have everybody's entry fees in by the 29th.
Okay.
We'll take people walking up if we, you know, if it comes to that, but we'd like to have them all in by the 29th. If they go onto the Cougar Club website, they can access and pay through PayPal as well. So there's options there, and basically it's all laid out there on the Cougar Club website.
Right, CSHSCougarClub.com. It's on the front page. You must have connections with somebody if you got that prominent play. Then also, people could email you. It's tdavis@csisd.org. So people want to take part in the very first Cougar Classic, and they'll be making history. And then, you know, in a few years, when your program does magical things, they can come back and say that they had a part in it, and it wasn't just the superior coaching.
Yeah, that's what it is. We're going to take care of everybody on breakfast and lunch, and they're going to get shirts. They're going to, you know, it's going to be drinks, everything. It's going to be taken, you know, a lot like if you've ever they did the Tiger Club in the past. I'm going to try to, you know, rebuild that tournament. Basically, is what I'm trying to do.
All right. Well, I mean, if you're talking about food and drinks and golf, I think some of our listeners are probably going to be in for that. We're talking with Trey Davis, College Station High School golf coach. We wanted to have Trey on to talk about the Cougar Classic that's coming up on June the 1st. A couple other things we want to talk to him about before we let him get away. As Trey mentioned, he was an assistant coach at A&M Consolidated before the new high school opened up. Trey, we're basically 3 years in. I think this is the last week of classes. You have a senior who's getting ready to graduate, and you've been part of this process of building this new school. You've had some really tremendous athletic success in a lot of different areas. As you look back on it, you've been right in the middle of it and seen everything grow. You're also on J.D. Sullivan's basketball staff as well. It's been pretty amazing what the Cougars have done, basically starting from scratch. Has it surprised you guys, or did you guys have any idea that you'd have this much success this soon?
I think it's somewhat surprising this soon. I think a lot of that helped because we were in a smaller level, and the way we grew, the way the district put it together, I think they did a really good job of putting us in a situation where we could be successful, and that confidence has grown, and the kids have, you know, moved on up and still done well because they feel like they can compete with anybody. It's been incredible. It really has. We have great parents. Coach Huff and Mr. Martindale did a great job of hiring coaches here. It's a testament to the people that put it together in CSISD of what's happened here. So, you know, this is a quality school, but it's also part of a quality school district.
And before we let you go, Trey, we've got to talk some baseball. I mentioned you had a son getting ready to graduate. You have two boys that are on the Cougar baseball team. Walker, who's a senior, is the shortstop and the bullpen stopper. And then Cannon plays catcher whenever they can squeeze Baylor Rowlett out of there for a couple of minutes. But those two guys, a big part of this program. It's had so much success, winning state last year, and now being three rounds into the playoffs, despite having moved up the classification to 5A, you guys will be playing Tomball this week on Thursday night and then Saturday over in the Woodlands. It's interesting, Trey, with you having the kids on the team, I know you've kept up with it, but you would have probably done it anyway, being at College Station High and being into sports. This team, I think that the journey it's taken has been pretty fascinating. It's been kind of some ups and downs this year. I know y'all went to North Carolina and played some of the best teams in the country. Two shocking upsets against A&M Consolidated, but still won the district and have, looks like to me this team might be hitting its stride at the right time of the year. Putting aside your dad cap and talking as a sports analyst and a coach, do you see that with this team? Because it couldn't have been easy with them wearing that bullseye the whole year, but it seems like now they're probably about where you might have expected them to be.
Yeah, I agree with you. They've hit their stride, playing really well here in the playoffs. And there was a month and a half or 2 months where they, early in the season, didn't look like themselves at all, but they were winning. It was basically, I think everybody knew they were going to have a tough time. It was just a matter of not if they would lose, but who would get them, because they were just kind of plodding along and weren't really competing. And they're back in the playoffs, and I think you can see it. It's a different team right now. They're playing really well. So Coach Holder's doing a great job with those guys.
And we're so happy that Walker and Cannon got their athletic ability from their mom, and that's the reason they're excelling for the baseball team. That's Trey Davis. He's been our guest today, the College Station golf coach. They've got the Cougar Classic coming up on June 1st. If you want to find out about that or enter it, it's three-man scramble at Pebble Creek. You can go to cshscougarclub.com. You can email Trey at tdavis@csisd.org. They're going to feed you, let you play some golf. I bet they'll have some prizes. They probably got sponsors out there. Trey, we wish you the best, and we will see you down the road as we have hopefully a few more weeks of some high school baseball playoffs to cover.
Yes, sir. I'll probably see you down in the Woodlands, I imagine, Thursday.
Okay, thanks, Trey.
Thank you, Larry. Bye-bye.
There you go. Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Well, I tell you, I had to give him a hard time because about his kids taking after their mom. Their mom did play college volleyball at Baylor, so I guess they probably did get some of that athletic ability.
Yeah.
And his son is, it's interesting, Aubrey, I know how much time we have, but it's a real sign of respect. The kids on the team, the dads, the parents, everybody, they call Walker Davis the captain. And, you know, they're talking about Derek Jeter and being a winner and everything. And, you know, there's worse things you can be called than the captain.
No, absolutely. Good stuff.
They'll play Thursday night down in the Woodlands against Tomball, and then Saturday at noon also in the Woodlands.
There you go. Should be a fun week. We won't hear from y'all tomorrow either. But you'll be back.
I hear rumors that we might be on or we might not be on. So thanks for leaving us dangling out there in the wind.
Well, y'all might be back later in the week with the High School Report. Brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break and come back and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
Get ready. It's almost time to cast your vote for Best of the Brazos Valley. Voting starts Monday, June 1st, as you decide the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. Keep listening for more information about how you can vote for your favorites. Thanks in part to our sponsors, Atkinson Toyota, Baylor Scott & White, BCS Tire Pros, and Blue Baker. Voting begins Monday, June 1st, for the 15th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
Whether at work or play, your trucks and equipment take a beating every day. Make them last with Rhino Lining Protective Coatings. If you're investing in a new truck or just looking to add life to your existing truck, trailer, RV, and equipment, Rhino Linings is a proven solution. The new Rhino Extreme Coating offers superior resistance against chemical, rust, and corrosion, as well as durable impact resistance to withstand those heavy loads. If you want an industrial-strength truck bed liner, go extreme. Get yours today at Texas Custom Outfitters on Highway 6 in Navasota. Call for more info, 936-870-3009.
Walking, running, jumping, stretching, pulling, pushing. Any repetitive motion can cause wear and damage to your body. Using advanced diagnostic equipment and computerized technologies, the orthopedic sports medicine physicians and therapists at Scott & White Healthcare can treat all of your sports injuries, no matter how complex. Don't get sidelined by injuries.
Pursue your passion in top form. Visit sportsmedicine.sw.org for more information.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking in tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
The Zone Shootout is back. Each Wednesday evening at the Travis Bryan Municipal Golf Course, it's a two-person, nine-hole scramble tournament for only $25. Yep, cart, green fee, prize fund, only $25. You can win prizes for net or gross scores, plus there's always a skins game. Make sure to register your team by 3 o'clock each Wednesday by calling the Pro Shop at 823-0126. For more information, visit the events tab at zone1150.com.
In a real bad way, when you turned the power on, and it made me feel for all the world like I was the king of all of the world.
Welcome back. Aubrey Bloom, joined by Kelly Brown, here to tell us what's going on out there in the world.
Well, I can tell you what's going on here in Bryan College Station.
That's part of
and it's some serious news. I know sometimes we take this segment very lightly. Have you already talked about the defendant in jail that was found dead yesterday?
No.
Okay. Well, many of you may remember two Aggies who were found dead last year in a Bryan house. That would be Noelle Devon and her father, Mac Devon. They had been murdered, and the suspect was captured within 24 hours of the incident. So he's been sitting in jail. The defendant has been Dennis Wayne Brown III, 35-year-old, who had been in prison for the last 15 years for a number of reasons, and he served his full term, got out, was out one day, and then was arrested for this crime. So, yesterday, just before noon, he was found dead in his cell. And there was no apparent signs of the cause of death. Sometimes in jail, it is obvious. The person might have hung themselves or something like that. But in this case, no obvious signs. So we have a reporter, Jordan Overturf, who is just taking a look at how often things like this happen. Now, most of the 600-something people who died while in the custody of state or county jails and prisons last year died of natural causes. Could a 35-year-old die of natural causes? Sure. Is that what happened? Don't know. So he kind of just digs into the numbers and talks about what the rate is of suicide in jails. Again, not saying that that's what happened to Mr. Brown, just saying that this is something that happened. When he was found dead, the jailers called Brian EMS crews who performed CPR. So did the jailers, by the way. He was pronounced dead a little bit after noon, and the sheriff brought in independent investigators. So that would be the Texas Rangers. And they'll, of course, conduct their own internal audit. This is a jail that has passed inspection and has received accolades from the Texas Jail Commission on Standards. So we'll see. We'll have more when we know it. This was a big deal when this unfolded last year in Brazos County, and obviously it continues to be. this father and daughter were remembered at muster. My understanding is that the mother and wife, she still lives in town, and I'm sure that couldn't have been easy for her to hear, but you know, you can only speculate on whether it's a relief or not to not see the accused go through the justice process. Can't put myself in those shoes, thankfully, and it's, I don't know, I would kind of be relieved because you don't have to go through the horrific details of how your loved one died. But we'll have more on that story. I told you it was not uplifting. Did Rob talk about Letterman?
No.
Is he going to do that tomorrow, maybe?
Well, we
I don't
want
to spoil
we
it.
Aren't here tomorrow.
Well, then you're going to have to go to myignation.com and theeagle.com to read Rob Clark's, he has a 51-inch story about
wow.
reflections on David Letterman, but it reads...